Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Tommy Patterson welcomes Senior IT Service Engineer Daniel Benson and Senior Program Manager Sean Patel to the show as they discuss how Microsoft IT uses System Center Orchestrator to automate patch management operations. Tune in as they discuss some complex scenarios and how they architected the solution, as well as some best practices. Tommy, the mic is yours.
Welcome to this week's edition of TechNet Radio. Today, joining me is Daniel Benson and Sean, Senior IT Services Engineer. And Sean is the Senior IT Program Manager, both working in the Microsoft IT User Experience Group. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Tommy.
Great. So, Daniel, give me a little bit of background on your life at Microsoft, what you've done, and what you do now.
Well, basically, I'm a service manager for patching, for data center patching, and I started Microsoft about 13 years ago. I worked with application support, and I've also worked for the System Center SECM operations team over in service delivery operations, and then now I'm over here in the service transition team.
Great. So when it comes to the automation and patching support, does that mean all the servers in Microsoft that we use internally with making sure they're up to date, secure, that kind of thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, pretty much. It's the data center environment that is within the Microsoft IT data center. So enterprise-wide solution, we have close to between 30 and 50,000 systems that we try to keep compliant.
So, and I have to imagine with the way that we're rolling out software these days, we're going, to a yearly routine where we see, Windows 8, then we have the talk of Windows Blue or Windows 8.1, and then we have Server 12. Now we have Server 2012 R2 just announced a few weeks ago. So your life's pretty challenging with making sure you keep up with the latest releases, and we don't always just fully blow out a full new release on every server. So you'll have some servers that are, the older version, some servers are new version as we roll through them. So I have to imagine that you have to stay on top of all the different releases, and trying to do that as a single admin would be a nightmare. But you guys seem to have used our own, as they say, eat our own dog food, and we have the System Center suite, and I'm sure we stay up to the latest releases on it as well. So,
yep, absolutely.
Great to have you on. Great. So, Sean, tell us a little bit about what all you do, what's your history like at Microsoft, and your day-to-day routine, I guess.
Sure, Tommy. So I joined Microsoft in 2006. I started with a developer role. I was working as a lead developer for developing line of business applications for volume licensing business that we do for Microsoft. And gained quite a bit of experience over there building line of business applications. And then as part of my IT experience, I wanted to have experience around operations, how we run operations in an IT organization. So I kind of switched gears. At that point, I joined MSIT Operations Group, which is currently the SDO group within User Experience IT, which provides infrastructure services to all of Microsoft lines of business. And what those infrastructure services is, we provide data center capacity. We maintain, all the build and change activities around that infrastructure. We maintain basically the health of the infrastructure. That even includes patching and keeping the environment healthy and all that. We also manage all the incidents and ticketing around the infrastructure to support those lines of business. So currently, my role, given my technical background, I'm actually leading the automation strategy around automating most of the operations processes using, Microsoft suite of technologies, mostly around System Center suite of technologies. And so that's my current role.
Great. Glad to have you on board. So let's go back to the original question. I guess, what's the challenge, or explain some of the complex scenarios that you guys are seeing, and we'll get into how we battle those next. But let's just define what those complex strategies are, and if you can, give us a little bit of a overview of what System Center and specifically Orchestrator do for us.
Sure. So today, when we provide this data center services to all of IT, Microsoft IT has a lot of complex and critical systems, which are applications that has to be always up and running. And they are actually set up on a complex infrastructure setup, mostly around MSCS clusters, HLB setup, SQL always on, and those type of scenarios. So today, to patch those systems, we have a manual team who actually manually follows, step-by-step procedures to patch them to make sure that, they don't bring down the system and, all the protocols are followed. So inherently now, automating all those scenarios is a big challenge, and that's where the Orchestrator suite of product comes into a great help, because it allows us to seamlessly now analyze and bundle all those steps into runbooks that we can build, and each of the activities within the runbook is scriptable. You can use PowerShell, you can use any of the custom languages, you can even use C#, if you want, to build those runbooks, and then you can sequence it, in whatever form that you need to carry out the activities. And, that's how we are trying to automate most of those processes to first of all, have a predictable process that runs all the time, eliminate a lot of manual handholding, which are error prone, and obviously to bring down, the operating cost of the service that we provide.
That's Daniel. Anything to add there? Anything about the, maybe just more description around the complexity of these systems or the databases behind them?
Yeah. Sure. Thanks, Tommy. By complex, we really mean systems that require a high touch, right? And right now, System Center Configuration Manager is used to patch 85 to 90% of the systems in our data center. And then we have about 15 to 10% that are really complex systems. They're really high touch. And we need an enterprise, scalable, reliable, efficient method to be able to do that. And as Sham indicated, System Center Orchestrator was selected to meet those requirements. Now, by complex, we mean critical, always up, high availability systems. Things like failover, SQL always on, load balancing, applications with complex interdependencies, so one can't really go down immediately and then the other one go down at the same time. They need to be orchestrated. Patching outside predefined maintenance windows, and anything that's not really patchable with the current solution in place.
So maybe an off-the-wall question, but into this. Any other technologies looked at other than System Center?
We looked at using just Configuration Manager, for example, and we found that while it works well with highly repeatable systems, we needed to have a better application experience. So for clustering, for example, we didn't want to take one server down and then the other server down without understanding what the application dependencies were. And then the other thing we used was basically, like Sean mentioned, just the manual patching effort, spinning up a team of people to go in there and literally watch these things until they can take a server down and watch for services to restart and then bring other systems on. I think, Sean, you mentioned some other technologies as well. Did you want to talk to that?
Yeah, so before evaluating Orchestrator, actually we looked into the homegrown solutions that a lot of folks actually built before we had capabilities of System Center Orchestrator, which is custom scripts built on C# using C#, and then they were actually triggered using custom build schedulers and all that. So you know, those were giving pockets of automation. You know, they didn't have those technologies didn't have the capability to integrate in an end-to-end scenario, which Orchestrator actually provides, and also the ease with which Orchestrator actually provides you to bundle, you know, those scenarios into an end-to-end process, and that's why we actually chose to use Orchestrator to build, you know, automation around those complex scenarios.
Okay, so I have to imagine there were quite a few fiefdoms, people that owned systems or administrators that owned some systems, and they were a little hesitant to hand over that patching to an automated function. So a little bit of politics involved, I'm sure. But after you get your track record proven on several others, you can kind of get past those hurdles, I would guess.
Yeah, definitely. See, actually, for all those administrators, it's a win-win situation for them. And how that works is they had to manage a manual team to carry out, you know, this operations activity of patching on this complex system over an extended period of time, which was more laborious type of or more process intensive, you know, thing to do. And also they had to constantly keep an eye and monitor things. When you automate that using system-centered orchestrator capabilities, you allow them, first of all, to plan and execute and let the automation kick in. And they, at that point, can go relax, and then, you know, they'll get automatic alerts and notifications, which is an ideal situation they want, right, in an operations world. You know, something that can automatically do things, and they just have the ability to trigger that and then monitor that.
So once you have that automated and orchestrated, you know, that's off their head now. They can start refocusing on the business side of things and making sure, you know, doing what they're supposed to. So we talked about the complex systems. We talked about some of the methods that were being used in the past. Talk a little bit now about how you architected a solution this wide, this deep, to handle this type of workload.
Sure. So first of all, what we did was, you know, we analyzed standard infrastructure setups. You know, first of all, you have to have standard infrastructure setups, you know, that you want to target for automation. And those setups could be MSCS clusters, SQL Always On, HLB, and then break them into scenarios. And then what you do is you actually identify, you take to patch all those activities, right? And then you bundle all those manual steps into runbooks. And a runbook is made up of, you know, all the activities that actually work in sequence to perform a task. Then you use the Orchestrator API layer, which is a web service layer sitting on top of Orchestrator system, to interact with those runbooks. And to enhance the experience, you can even build, so what we did was we built the custom control panel UI, which allows now anybody, like a patch operator, so instead of having a team of like 10 to 15 vendors doing things, you can have one person monitor things through a control panel, and he can do planning activity, he can do execution monitoring, and then validation of things, you know. So obviously a custom UI helps for that. Also, from an architecture perspective, we made sure that we had a highly available Orchestrator setup, wherein we had cluster Orchestrator DB set up, and to improve the scalability of the solution, we had multiple runbook server setups. So this is, you know, a high level overview of the architecture that we used.
Okay, so when you define, let's say you've got one complex system is required to have patching done every week, but another one may be every month. Do you have different tiers or patch cycles that you work through that you assign to these?
So for that, what we did was we actually used a central CMDB that we have, which is our configuration DB, which maintains all the information around the infrastructure setup, as well as the schedule around when to patch those complex setups. So that's how we actually leveraged, you know, the configuration to read out of it and then perform our execution. And I think I'll pass it on to Dan, who will walk you guys through the process that we follow as part of the security patching service that we provide. Dan, you want to add to it?
Sure. Yeah. We basically have 6 or 7 different building blocks that we used from the service perspective. One, and Tommy, you alluded to this. We define a patch cycle. So as you know, every Tuesday, second Tuesday of every month starts the beginning of the patch cycle. Well, what we do is we define a window within that time, starting from patch Tuesday and moving on, that we allow patching to occur. And then we use some of the software development lifecycle ideas in order to make that effective. So we patch our non-production systems first, and then we patch our production systems later. And that gives us an idea, kind of a way to work out the bugs in the system, if you will, and make sure that when we go into production that everything is pretty much locked and loaded. We use the CMDB to hold the rules so that we can identify which servers in production and not, and classify them, critical, non-critical. And we also use the temporary exceptions. We store that in the CMDB, our server inventory, and our patch windows. So we have repeatable patch windows that our application owners tell us when we can basically patch. That way it will have the minimal impact to the business. And then we use we have a scanning engine that's used to determine the vulnerabilities across the data center, and we can use this SCCM for that. But currently we're using an independent team for the scanning solution and hygiene purposes. And then we have a formal release management process. So we actually release our patches internally, and we go through a release and sign off process before we proceed. And then we do change and issue management during the cycle to make sure that we understand when things come up, if there's any action that we need to take to resolve that real time. And then we triage that process.
So the scan engine that we're using, looking for vulnerabilities, that's run prior to the patching or prior and post?
It runs all the time. It runs during patching, prior, and after. And that scanning engine is managed by another team that also scans everything. I mean, everything from desktops to, phones to network infrastructure and whatnot. So it's currently managed by a separate team that also holds us accountable for compliance.
Anything around compliance that has cropped up, more difficult or any challenges there?
Any of the patches that come up that are, I think, for third-party products are not used as frequently in the data centers. Obviously, we want to limit our data centers as much as we can to Microsoft products. And just in terms of the type of patches, they're pretty intermixed every month. I mean, we see a pretty broad splattering of different types of patches that come out. So I don't think there's any one in particular that's been more problematic than another. I think as far as our orchestrator solution that we use here, we really focus on more of the complex applications and the complex scenarios, so the high availability scenarios and the application dependencies, regardless of the complexity of the patches that are released. We just try to focus on doing a good job and using automation for those scenarios.
Right. The web server gets patched or the database gets patched first, whichever of those scenarios has to apply, and make sure you stick to the routine. Okay, great. So we've talked through all the challenges. We've talked through some of the automation, some of the architecture, policies, and the way that we go about doing things. Can we share some best practices, things we've learned along the way, the admins out there who are trying to implement this type of thing in their environment?
Sure. From a purely, I think, policy, high-level perspective, there's really 4 things that I think will help. One is having a security patching policy within your organization, something that's sponsored by leadership. A good site to go to is National Institute of Standards and Technology. They have a guide to enterprise patch management technology. It's a really good starting place to really figure what that would look like. And then the second thing is to have a configuration management database, or a CMDB. It allows you to manage things like server inventory, server classification, production, non-production, etc. The time to patch, you know, maintenance with the windows and things that fit the rhythm of the business. And it also allows you a way to manage temporary exceptions. And then thirdly, use a good framework like ITIL for service management. Now, there are things that we've talked about already that fit in there, like configuration management, change and issue management, problem management, release management, service level management, and availability management. You can use this as a framework to kind of keep these in mind when developing a patching service. Then the last thing is really building good automation to reduce the manual effort for the highly complex systems that are out there.
Well, Sean, anything to add there?
Yeah, so I would like to add, you know, some of the best practices that I would like to call out based on our experience building solutions around Orchestrator. So first thing, very critical, is to make sure that you have simplified your process that you're planning to orchestrate and automate. That is very, very critical. The second thing is, while you're building the runbook, eliminate a lot of chattiness between, you know, the orchestrator activity and what it is actually going to do on the target boxes. So if you eliminate the chattiness between the orchestrator server and the target box where the activity is being performed, it significantly helps improve the performance of your runbook. Second thing is leverage you know, the API layer that Orchestrator actually has as much as possible for you know, remote interaction with the runbooks through external systems, as well as you can build your own custom user interfaces, you know, on top of that, to build any kind of experience that, that you want to build for running your operations. So those are some of the high-level best practices that you, that, you know, I would like to call out for anybody who is trying to build any automated solution using Systems Center Orchestrator.
So my fellow evangelist and I did some work around blog series around private cloud earlier this year, everything from operations to configuration manager, orchestrator, manager, templates, both private and public cloud with hybrid built in, but mainly around private cloud. So if you want to jump in on that, maybe get some more information, aka.ms/private cloud blog series. Or if you're just getting new to 2012 server and want to get started in that, you can go out to aka.ms/tp2012lab. It's direct links to my blog site, virtualcloud9.com. I want to thank Daniel and Sean for joining. Any closing words, summary of the call today?
No, Tommy, thanks for having us on, and good luck and safe patching in the future.
Great. Thanks, Daniel. Sean, anything?
No, same here, Tommy. Thanks for having us. And, you know, just to close off, Systems Center Orchestrator, a great product to build automated operation solutions.
Great. Thanks, guys. Great show today. And hope to have you on again soon.